This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin with an executive failure, a complete misapprehension of what happens in the mind of the American consumer. JCPenney CEO Ron Johnson has lost his job, as you might have heard, been unceremoniously kicked to the curb after a year and a half long tenure that, well, just didn't cut it. Johnson famously tried to break the cycle of marking up prices just to mark them down again. That way retailers have of constantly putting things on sale. Johnson's idea was to just have low prices every day, make things easier for the company and its customers. Thing is, customers quite literally didn't buy it. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains why.
Let's jump into the life cycle of a V-neck dress on sale at JCPenney right now. Its color is Stardust, which apparently means purple in Penny's language. Original retail price, $60. The store likely paid less than half that, but it has stuck around too long, so it's time to put it on sale. Stacy Widlitz is a retail consultant.
The latest promotion that you would probably see nowadays is 20 off, probably within 4 weeks of when it hits the merchandising floor.
That's about where the dress is now, marked down to $50.
After that, they may mark it down again.
Getting a deal feels great. Kit Yarrow is a consumer psychologist at Golden Gate University.
They look at sales as a way of feeling like they've kind of gotten one over on the retailer, that for sure they've won.
JCPenney's rejection of sales made shoppers feel like losers all the time. The truth is, they always have been. At 20%, 30%, or even 50% off, a retailer can still make money. But consumers don't know that.
People are shopping with very little actual information about what the prices are, and so they're going to rely a lot on cues. And the most commonly used kind of cue is a discount.
University of Chicago marketing professor Jean-Pierre Dubé says JCPenney has taught its customers to expect just that cue.
Over the years, they've just been trained.
Among them, longtime JCPenney shopper Marianne Donahue, who didn't get it when the sales ended. Now, she's back.
I just had a coupon today at JCP, and that's what brought me in because it was an extra 20% off.
It's not that sales are mandatory for all businesses. Stores as different as Walmart and Apple have long stuck with stable prices. But once shoppers expect sales, anything less feels like a ripoff. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.